Welcome, everyone, to today's ILTA 15-minute podcast interview entitled Should You Fish in Your Own Pond? I'm your moderator today, David Whale, Director of Information Security at Fasken Martin Demoulin LLP. And I'm thrilled to be joined by our speaker today, Manuel Sanchez, joining us from iManage. Welcome, Manuel. Would you want to take a few seconds and give yourself an introduction to the people?
Sure. Thank you, David. Happy to be here. So I'm Manuel from the UK, which you might pick up during a conversation. I'm the information security and compliance specialist at iManage, and I've been with the company there for nearly 2 years. Prior to that, I worked for a large European organization where I work closely with our security team and got involved in different projects, including things like standardizing documentation on business continuity procedures, as well as introducing a massive pan-European security awareness training program for 16,000 users across 39 countries.
So you're bringing a boatload of experience with you today. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Yes, no problem.
So today we're going to talk about phishing. Phishing, it's been around. It's thought to have originated back in 1995 with Lovebug, which struck in 2000. And here we are today, still in 2023, and phishing is still our number one vector of compromise when it comes to security. We've made strides in reducing the risk of malware, which seemed like it was mission impossible. Well, why is phishing such a struggle?
Well, the problem is that technology has evolved, and we know it continues to evolve. The techniques employed by bad actors have also evolved and embraced those new technology developments. But human behavior and the way users respond to phishing attacks have not evolved at the same pace. On top of that as well, it's also very easy for anyone with basic IT skills to create a phishing attack and hope that someone will bite. And a lot really comes down to the lack of good user training, especially training that focuses around, you know, phishing, ransomware, providing that kind of the clarity in terms of this is how a threat actor would, you know, would send. This is the type of emails. This is how you can respond. This is how you can identify this. And their training out there, of course, not to say it's not available, but it's just I have seen some numbers about employees still not receiving any security awareness training, which is crazy, 2023. But they are quite small numbers, but still kind of shows that there's a level of risk that some organizations are still willing to take.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, maybe I've been blessed to have worked in some fairly large organizations that have taken great importance when it came to security and aligned to security programs, because all of these security programs we follow or we try to at least align to levels preach the importance of user awareness training. And it's a requirement of many clients that you do work with, the regulations that we follow. And the majority of these awareness programs, they use phishing simulations. And so I guess the question really is, if all these companies and campaigns and programs are preaching phishing simulations, are these phishing campaigns still a good route forward? Are they helping us be successful in training our users not to fall for that fish? Sorry.
So I would say definitely phishing campaigns definitely a good route forward because it helps to uncover how big a problem phishing could be within an organization. So it gives you a kind of a heat map of where potential areas of risk are, especially, you know, in terms of users, how well trained users are, etc. But it has to go hand in hand with training. I think this is from previous experiences, but sometimes you tend to see the phishing campaign as being a kind of way of, right, okay, this is this is the landscape, and let's identify the areas of risk, and let's just try to identify those areas and try to push those users who maybe, depending what their roles might be, but you know, people are busy. So it's being able to provide the appropriate training and good training as well, not just the usual, you know, if you see a scam email, please report it to IT. And then that kind of gets ignored because you are dealing with, you know, 500 other emails as well at the same time. So there has to be that balance of, yes, it's good way of identifying the landscape of threat, but also it has to be supported with good training behind it. It has to go hand in hand, basically.
It's not the silver bullet.
It's not the silver
or the magic lure, I guess.
That's right. That's right. It's just that. I mean, it'd be great if it was, and it will make, you know, I'm sure your life a lot easier.
Oh, definitely.
But it's just something that it's a tool at disposal, but it has to be used properly and along with other tools available as well.
Right. So, okay. So we know, so phishing, just running phishing campaigns isn't just the only option. So, I mean, and I've seen a bunch of different ways phishing awareness programs have tried to work. I've seen some of them, which is just to constantly phish and test your employees and to push that awareness there in front of them. And then I've also seen other ways where essentially it's just, let's say, occasionally casting your line out there, trying to catch that fish. So just randomly testing and little spots here and there, as opposed to whole enterprise-wide testing all in one shot. I know, yeah, from my experience anyways, I see enterprise-wide has its benefits. Definitely, I find it works best from an incident response sort of method where you can actually see the whole entire process play out in front of you. Problem why I find it doesn't work well for the whole organization is because everybody tends to tell each other, oh, no, phishing campaign, don't click on that, don't click on that. So it works for the first few minutes and then everybody knows about it anyways. So what are your thoughts on that? Like, do you think you're better off to just be constantly hammering this phishing awareness training onto your end users, or is it better just to sort of sporadically scatter it about and to test them on ad hoc use cases?
Yeah, I think there has to be a balance. And I think that's something that, you know, you will learn as you run your campaigns. From my experience, you have to be prepared to get it wrong the first time. And fine tuning is definitely a big part of this. Just as an example, the experience I mentioned before about this European security awareness program, when we rolled out the first time, so the training plus the phishing simulation part of it, it was a big launch. It was lots of content around awareness, videos, all those type of things around, you know, how to spot phishing email, what to do in the circumstances. So there was a lot of that, plus also the facing that we decided on the phishing side of the simulation side of things was, let's do it on a monthly basis and then try to pull that data and then analyze kind of where things are and then report that back to the users. And then we found that by doing that, it was annoying, the fact that there was here's another email and I'm supposed to then click on report phishing button. And so look, I'm dealing with a lot of things. I don't have time for this. So in the data, we found that, yeah, there's a lot of unclicked or unopened emails even. So that doesn't really tell us a picture that people are learning from it. But also, but again, it's a good learning from our side in terms of seeing how, you know, again, the user behavior. So it kind of, then from there, we kind of went back and said, right, okay, how can we fine tune this? How can we then progress this? And then It went from a kind of monthly sort of cycle to then being more of a sort of quarterly sort of thing. But at the same time, it wasn't a, we did stop publishing the results because, again, another email showing some results. It was, we kind of took the step of let's make sure that we know where those potential areas of risk are, those users that tend to click on anything, and then just provide some more tailored training. So not just bombard them with generic sort of things, but actually say, look, you know, it's Valentine's Day, and you know, and there will be some, you know, and this is have you know, some examples of phishing emails around Valentine's Day, free flowers for your partners, etc., just by clicking on this button or clicking on this link. So we found there was more success there, and also in terms of the click rate, but the open rate of emails as well. We still made users aware that, you know, this was being carried out, but there was less of a hindrance. So it was happening. It was part of the process of protecting our data, our information, our clients' information, but also a way of educating and understanding that people are busy. And just getting that balance right, as I said, if you're prepared to fine tune and so on, it can definitely go a long way.
Yeah, that's a great thought. And it kind of leads well into my next question. I've been hearing a lot more lately about user coaching and technology sort of embedding a lot of this awareness training into the solutions. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering on your thoughts on how technology can be leveraged to protect users from themselves while presenting coaching opportunities when they do things that they shouldn't. So if you were to click on something and it gets run through an assessment before it fires, or it's potentially malicious, it alerts that user or gives them some sort of notice and a little bit of training that, oh no, this, what you've clicked on is a bad link, or this could be a bad link because of this reason. Do you think that's a strategy that may be effective to add to your arsenal around reducing the risk of phishing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's the element, as you said, kind of how you can leverage technology, but also in terms of the technology to alert, you know, people to say, okay, you know, this is the effects of clicking on a bad link, but also in terms of providing that coaching afterwards. So once you've sort of email, so if someone clicks on a bad link, being able to alert or provide the users some way of a summary or an evaluation of that, and then also how you can follow that up. And this is where, I mean, it's obviously difficult to provide a kind of one-to-one training in that respect, but at least to provide the tools for the user to be able to try to spot those emails next time. That is definitely that's definitely something you can play, again, balancing the way you're looking at things, the monitoring side of things, against the training, the support that people can get behind it, rather than name and shame, as could be easily done.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the name and shame philosophy has never been one that I've appreciated. And I feel that we need to get to a point where we have to allow our users to make mistakes in a safe and secure environment. And I mean, they need to work effectively and be educated and trained, but we're human. We are going to make mistakes. And the technology, hopefully, will eventually be there to protect us from those mistakes.
Yeah, precisely. And as you probably know, you know, the biggest complaint is users say, well, I'm busy, I don't have time for even annual training as well. I know it can be, right. I think, here we go, have to set aside 15 minutes, half an hour of my time. I don't have time for this. So there's always that kind of, seeing the kind of the security side of things, here's another thing I'm supposed to do. Here's another, yeah.
Security banging on my door again.
Precisely.
Well, it certainly wouldn't be a technology chat if we didn't speak about AI. So, how do you feel the future of AI impacts the threat of phishing? And what sort of steps should we be thinking about to try to get in front of these potential risks?
And that's a great question. And I did expect AI to come up, especially around this area. So I mentioned that threat actors have evolved the attack techniques, and AI is obviously playing a big part. We're hearing more how threat actors are using AI tools to support their attacks. So whereby, years ago, it would be a case of someone sending multiple emails into an organization to various email addresses containing the same content, but the phishing detection tools have been trained to be able to provide rules where that can be contained. But now with AI, and especially the likes of generative AI, attackers can personalize those emails to sound like they actually came from the person who supposedly sent in the first place, which is, which is quite a
Scary.
scary prospect. Exactly. So, but the best way really to deal with this type of thing is, again, comes down to the training side of things to make sure it's a good fit. So as in it's tailored for the specific group or department, for instance, rather than just being a generic training saying, here's an email, this is how you spot a phishing email. But also it has to be constant, like a regular thing. Even if it's a 3 minute video on the intranet page, or if it's something like where people can just stay 10 minutes while they're having a coffee just to kind of read through an article, or somewhere where it just shows, there's the current attack method being used is by like the CEO attack methods, for instance. So it's about just making people aware, not so much in terms of saying, look, you don't know what you're doing, but we're here to tell you this is what happened. But just as I said, it's just the constant reminder to make sure that they know, how to spot this type of things, and support it with the right technology, of course. But just the as I said, the it's making sure that people, humans understand how to respond to these type of things, because it's not just at work, it's personal, on a personal side, outside of work as well. So it does help just to make sure at least we're providing that those regular reminders on those attacks.
Yeah, that's great. I really appreciate all your time and efforts that you brought to us today. A ton of information and knowledge. I hope that everybody that's tuned in to this presentation, this podcast, will have gained something from it. Hopefully, they'll be able to put something into their awareness programs, or maybe alter their approach a little bit and make it a bit more user-friendly, but also a little bit more effective as well. So thank you everybody again for tuning in today. Thank you so much, Manuel, for your time, and we really appreciate your experience. And I hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you,
Thank
Dave.
you.
It was nice to meet you.
You too.